Aye.
So. Your screen was also So. Oh, great. Oh no.
No. My screen is small again. Well, it doesn't matter.
Here's what to do.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I can read it.
Hey,
What?
my screen is big.
Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so then we can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. I've put some new things in the map. Oh, so this is it. I don't know the shortcut, so F5. Well, our functional design meeting, that's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it. Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you've prepared all three. We'll look at the new project requirements. I don't know. You also have received that mail, the new project requirements from our bosses. Oh, I've received a mail with some additional requirements, and I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements. Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide it in this meeting what our functions will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
We have 40 minutes for this.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Vega, the closing, I will not look at it yet. Oh, no, I'll look at it. I'll show it at this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with. And well, they can have two functions because you have a DVD and a television. The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas. Yeah, well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite. But where I have to do it, the materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be recognizable at all times. Yes. Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspects and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext. Maybe a new sort of thing, but not teletext. Well, the second is a bit pity because we just said we wanted to de include the DVD and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project. So that's a shame because especially for the third requirement. We want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity, because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can reach.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and yeah, well, on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar. Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I noted our slogan that we have, our company. That's we put the fashion in electronics. So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something. All right, then we're going to. Have three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
Oh, you have to start. I didn't see anything about who had to start. Well, then start.
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well,
I think it's this one.
Oh, I have to. You already opened PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about structural requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those few things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product user customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, because it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap one.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Right. A lot of losers, users lose their control in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control.
It should actually be loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control, everyone can use it. No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
Maybe
well,
it's
yes.
He says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
No, we'll have a look at it, yeah.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read? Oh. So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use than
a
manual.
Yeah,
you should look at it and know how it's supposed to work. Yeah.
Well, there should always be a manual, but it can be very short.
Yeah, but nobody reads all the remotes.
Yes, okay.
Maybe for the, if you don't recognize a button, who do I call?
It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual, point. Well, we'll have a look. Yes?
RSE? Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it. Consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be included in there.
Yep.
Right, this is the most important part. Like the requirements said, we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device.
Wow.
But it was the age between 16 and 20, 99% of the people like that. So it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if you have a big, if you make lots of those stuff, maybe you can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
It's your task to look into the costs of those. I know.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
So that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
Very demanding.
It's not yet a standard development, those. So.
LCD is more reachable than a
absolutely.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, well, we'll consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
Yep.
We don't rule them out
immediately. Okay.
I think that's it.
All right.
I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes. Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
It's in the. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Can I give a technical talk?
Yes. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I just might have to explain the point out of working design.
Yep.
We have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it?
F5. F5.
Well, the working design. Well, all right. You know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. But I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to recognize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
Maybe you can select it. So it
I can select
the whole picture.
Click.
Well, you can. It's not really well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. We have this
power of the remote control, and the semi was just the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the set. And the source is of course the user, and the user interface is the buttons, of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic database. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button. It's pressed, of course. It uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED. It's the bulb. Then the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we had done that, and the button for TV.
No,
so.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. And if you're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic. Basically, the shape of a remote control. This very little buttons. But it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and that the problems like RG don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, so that. But I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons.
Right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to
well,
press.
But if you have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same, well, moves. But if you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's one of the things about RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart, so you would reject RSE.
RSI. Channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes, I've saw that on my mobile telephones. They also have those buttons.
Do people, when they pick up the remote, know that they have to do that?
It's
a double feature, like a button on the top and.
Well, also if someone picks up his remote. If someone picks up his remote and he picks it up, but he touches the side, then he's already on the next channel. That's very irritating,
right.
I think.
Yeah, yeah,
well.
Right.
In any case, the function should be needed, as you say, at the time. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's as you said, there's some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very.
It's your part of the job.
So, yes, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And that's about it, I think. Oh, yeah, I still have this one. I had to delete this one. I had to make it. Schematic.
Okay. Well, we understand. We understand. All right. No. Nice. Then Mike can give the third presentation. How late is, did we start this presentation? Sure.
Well,
yeah. Wow. Then we have still the time. So but we do have to come to a decision. Right, later on. So, SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different, we all have different homepage.
Oh, yeah?
Different links, yeah.
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay, yeah, well.
Well, I'm my user interface. My own experience with remotes to good look at remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already in use. Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
Alright.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Yeah. I like user center.
Yeah.
We also do that.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also, and teletext and that kind of stuff. So I thought we would use more, need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that. Because
yes.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can't really see different from different sides, but I think.
Well,
you can draw it if you.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts. Customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so we cannot just make someone.
It's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but that's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can put the same symbol on every remote. So
that's a must.
Yeah, we must. Yeah. Well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
You can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you put the front on it, there's a hole in the front, so the symbol.
Or the lowest part of the remote isn't changed by the front. Those kind of things. Yes. Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we used more function. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
We
should go with that concept.
All right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical. Critical.
The younger.
The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top, and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
Aren't used much.
Well, but because you say their features are important, they want a lot, but not...
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Well,
like
I think
LCD screens, yeah, and
most
resolution, but
most look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So
yeah.
We must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
Competitors.
So, I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they
well,
cost a little more.
Maybe we could on some calculators. You have those little LCD that you can click on or something. Or you can click out of the remote, and if that gives you a little bit of status information,
okay.
Yeah.
Which program you are watching or something?
Yeah.
Those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs, and if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your.
For example.
Your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Well, maybe.
No, it should be integrated. Yeah,
just integrate in design to make it more.
So when you sit like this, you can watch.
Yeah.
I think it should
something
be
like on
yeah.
Some radios in the car. It's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS or something.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator, but the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Well, I think it's you got just a minute. It's a script that keeps it rolling, and it's not that's 5 minutes of implementing time. I think.
Yeah, for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right. We go with the LCD.
Yeah, well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, we still need to know.
We'll have to look into that. We can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want. The issue with it, the where's my presentation?
Jeez. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well. We are here now, I think. These I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions. So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Should we start with the most important
points? Yes.
LCD screen. All right, we should start with the power button.
Yeah.
How do you use that?
Just sit in your chair.
That thing is terrible.
Most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
the LCD is like small. Yeah, it's wide. It's not high. But
well, I think Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones on the top. So when I have to an LCD window.
Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people. You have the
yes, but we don't want that. We don't want them to look like a calculator. We want to look it like our original but familiar.
You don't have to throw.
Maybe a bigger, better white width. Right?
With
formats, yeah, formats, line wise. With
that's not the problem.
No?
When I draw here, it
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
it's to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later. It's special pen.
Right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and you still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah.
Where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom. Bottom.
Well,
bottom. The LCD.
And a few minutes. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Yeah. So we're two PS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions and then look at the design, because we have to decide this. Yeah.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Well, we have a power button, guys. We have a power button, seven buttons, LCD window, the number buttons. Yes. The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this. The channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's also design.
Also
yes. Well, how
on this remote, these controls are for something else.
Yes, yes, they are for some video.
You should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think this should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what you said about RZ was kind of true. When you buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time, and that's just what RSC is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hand, and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one place and constantly work on it.
That's what I always do, because all my important buttons are in the same place. Yes?
People don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No, well, not...
We have to choose a
frequency of button use.
Yes?
Channels are most... is most used within the hour.
Uh-huh.
So the channel buttons should be far apart, I think. Up and down.
No, I don't think.
Up and down, far apart from each other?
Thinking about RSC.
Well, yeah, not too much.
Not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So
I think you can have the two buttons up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power button, you can, if someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it, because I have someone and the button is right. So that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The power button can be...
Button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, right. 5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep. How are we going to do it with those numbers? Well, I have it here. Yeah, well, that's going to take too much time. Yes. Yes. Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike, but you will have to make consensus with Thijs, well,
consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because we are going to be individually. That's a bit, yes. Yes, it is.
You say familiarity isn't important.
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay,
all right, these functions.
We
the number...
Yes,
that's all right.
Okay.
The number function. Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Well,
it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you on most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes it.
All right, so no button for that. Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important ones.
So.
You do need the
this one.
You do not.
No, we just said
yeah,
we didn't. Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant. So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about. And there are two important buttons we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clap.
Those two, but it's just two, and we make a clap?
Just two
That's a bit a waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or at the top. Your LCD scanner is going to go. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think they should in an isolated part of the remote.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, any other? Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to AV, to AV, AV. AV. Well, not at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can zap.
Yeah, but
down.
When you zap down zero,
yes.
You get to AV.
Yes.
I don't. I go to 99.
I think go to video is.
That's the button. No. No, you can push zero. Yeah, yeah. I think that one button is. I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have
yeah.
To set the channels. All these different buttons.
The buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote. It's incorporated with plus and down. Those.
And then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
The
that's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one four?
For screen
yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, the okay button. Oh, you always have in the center an okay button.
Yeah.
For your menu. Menu button. Channel setting menu. Jongens, we moeten gaan. We have to go. Okay. So, save. Yes, see. Yes, I have to put it in. Here. All right. Guys, we're going to go to our rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think. So. Well, see you. We have lunch time, by the way, now. So.
I'm hungry.
Lunch. We didn't exactly do everything, but. Ja, zo. God, man, ik moest nog een closing zeggen. Ik heb die closing helemaal niet gedaan. Hé? Hey? Ik moest nog een closing doen van mijn presentation, die heb ik helemaal niet gedaan.